What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Might not be bad at that, you know, the snow-covered slopes and skiing, Christianas and the stemming and the plotzing and the shushing, hot buttered rum, light on the butter, and snow.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face, and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a Mega Mini.
Hey, guys, it's Graham. What if I'd never wrote character? This would be a really fascinating Mega Mini if people found out that Greg is Gray in his real life.
We're giving our producer and editor, Mackenzie, who's so awesome, we're giving her a little break for Christmas Eve and Christmas. So we're putting out a mini in the regular feed so you can get a taste of what we're doing midweek every week.
That's right. This is something that comes out on our Patreon feed. And hint, hint, if you want to join Patreon, you'd get one of these every Wednesday.
It's awesome.
It's so, just something that we give a little behind the scenes, what we're up to, what's going on in the Mega universe, and give a poem or a story or something. So,
and some music, and I hope you enjoy it. And this week, I feel like we find ourselves in that weird week between Christmas and New Year's, where we just had the winter solstice. It's a dark time of the year. The days are short. The nights are long. But everyone puts up lights and makes it twinkly. And I have always loved it. I love looking at the lights. I love the old 70s and 80s bulbs, the colorful, the red, orange.
Yeah, the fire hazard ones.
Blue, green, white ones. Yeah, I love those old ones. Oh, I love them. And I just love seeing lights. And I think it's such a beautiful, cool human thing that we're like, okay, it's getting really dark around here. Let's put up some twinkles.
It's the darkness before we can say he is risen indeed. Wait, what holiday am I on?
They run together. They blur. But it's interesting because when I was in graduate school in Chicago, I had this mentor, this one of my teachers at Columbia was a pagan. And it's so funny because she would talk to us about things like that, about like following the rhythms of the earth, that mm-hmm. like when it's very dark out, we respond by doing this. And I remember growing up, I was always so scared of the word pagan. I think I thought pagan meant like absolute. Yeah, yeah, like it was the devil. It meant you were going to truly descend into absolute Hades. And I always thought it was such a scary word. And
it's so funny, too, because if you really start to meet a, if you meet a few pagans, way more likely they're going to be playing a pan flute out in the woods, like
yeah.
dancing around a full moon,
yeah.
With, rolling around in some ferns or something.
Wearing like really comfortable shoes, like free spirits. It's like, wait, you don't seem dangerous at all.
Yeah, a lot of L.L. Bean and beads. And
I got really close to one of my teachers in my master's program named Joan, and I adored her. And after she had already become my mentor, she was always teaching us these different pagan rituals and talking about paganism. And I was always like, whoa, what is this? And because I already trusted her, I wasn't as scared of the word. And to learn that pagan is like being in touch with the rhythms of the earth. Like she would say her pagan rituals were like putting away her summer clothes into a box that she would fill with lavender and like
this just seems like
this isn't just killing and murdering someone.
It just sounds like Martha Stewart stuff. Is Martha Stewart a pagan?
And then when you would like put your winter clothes away and your sweaters and your long underwear and stuff, you would put it into a box that has like cinnamon and like evergreen sprigs and stuff, so that when you brought it out in the fall or in the late winter or in the early winter,
and then you'd hold it up and be like, does it spark joy? And you realize.
I was like, wait.
Is this Marie Kondo?
Pagan just means getting organized and having good smells around. But it is funny how I just remember being so afraid of things like when I would hear stories when I was little of like satanic cults. Like we were told we would go out as kids. We would, especially when we started driving, we would like drive to the forest preserves. This is in the suburbs outside Chicago where I was in high school. We would go to forest preserves. Did you have those in Virginia?
It's all a forest preserve where I grew up.
That's true. And we would go in there to like make out or like drink Southern Comfort or whatever. We would go to the forest preserve.
Why'd you drink Southern Comfort? That's our thing.
That's a Virginia thing?
It's the South.
Or Boone's wine. I'd go to the gas station and get some gas station liquor called Boone's wine.
Isn't that so stupid that you would go, we used to get Boone's and Mad Dog 2020, and it just was like, why would you get the grossest one in Southern Comfort? Is it something in the teenage brain that you just want the grossest one?
Is it cheap? Is it that you don't have any money when you're a teenager?
I think it's cheap and sweet, but it's also disgusting.
But back then...
And with the one that would give you the worst hangover and the hardest
to
hide.
I know. I got in so much trouble. But I remember this rumor circulating, I think with my church youth group, where people were like, there are Satanists in the forest preserves.
In the Boone's wine.
Who are killing people.
Oh, yeah.
And like all offering them on sacrifices and like, and I remember getting really scared and then, but you know how you kind of like getting scared? So then we would still go out into the forest preserve knowing that the Satanists were out there. But we would be really scared. We'd be like, oh, we're going to get killed. We got to make it worth it. Oh, this is some good Boone's wine.
We were laughing.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
The other night, you and I were watching the Song Exploder about Nine Inch Nails with Trent Reznor, or about Hurt, the song Hurt.
Yeah.
And I had the same thing where I just was watching him and listening to him, and he's just so articulate and sensitive and amazing and shy, you know, and saying all these amazing things and just remembering, oh my God, the first time I heard a Nine Inch Nails record, I was looking left and right.
Oh yeah, I thought the devil was entering my body.
I was so scared, and I liked it so much. And I remember sitting with my friend in his room, and we both would pass the headphones back and forth, and we would listen to it and just stare wide-eyed at each other. And on that same day, we actually accidentally lit a trash can on fire and almost burned his house down.
See, that's the devil.
And that really was an indicator. We were playing with matches in a trash can, and it caught on fire and burned a giant hole in the rug. So Trent Reznor, definitely a gatekeeper of the satanic rituals. Where were we going with all this? It's the darkest week.
Yeah, and we've been driving up into the mountains to look for snow, and we've been trying to distract ourselves from the fact that we miss our family, and we're sad to have an oddball holiday that just feels... a little strange, but it's been nice. It's funny because we did this other holiday podcast called It's a Wonderful Lie that came out for the 2 weeks leading up till Christmas, and the making of that podcast had us reminiscing, and I was recalling a bunch of stories that I hadn't thought of in a really, really long time.
Yeah.
Like, of cutting down a Christmas tree out of our own yard because we couldn't afford a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And so many... come rushing back, but my family was sending me pictures today of them tubing in the snow and building igloos because they have a lot of lake effect snow because I'm from Southwest Michigan and Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana. And they were all wearing their big, huge parkas and hats and mittens. And it was making me remember my mom used to, we had so much snow when I was little. Not only could we build full snow forts where you could go in and have different chambers of the igloo.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Did you do that?
We only had a few snows like that in Virginia.
Oh, it was so good. We had full blizzards and good packing snow from that lake effect. But we would wear full snow suits to school. Did you do that?
No.
Where I remember my mom, I would have my school clothes on, and then I would go in on the kitchen floor, and my mom would lay out like a full-blown snowsuit, and you would put your leg all the way down, one leg, the other, and then she would reach up from your ankles and pull your pants down inside of it, which to me is the best feeling in the world to this day, like getting all straightened up under there. And then she would zip me up in this huge onesie snowsuit, hat, gloves, everything, put my backpack on, and send me down to the end of the driveway, and I would wait for the bus. And one One winter, it was, there was so much snow and I was in this huge snowsuit and I could barely move. I was like, like moving like an abominable snowman. And I was standing at the end of the driveway waiting for the bus and I heard in the stillness, you know how the sound changes when there's snow and everything gets so quiet?
You heard the voice of God.
I heard, I think looking back, it was a train whistle, but it was so much more kind of piercing the air in a way that made me not recognize it or something. And being a little evangelical kid, I thought it was the final trumpet. And I thought the sky was rending open and it was the trumpet of the Lord and all the Christians were going to ascend to heaven and that it was the end of days. And now I was going to be stuck in Armageddon if I, like, you know, wasn't a chosen one or like predestined or whatever,
which was always my fear. You can't get left behind. Like if you get left behind in a snowsuit,
it's really hard to ascend when you have so many layers on.
You start to rise, but then you're just too heavy.
It just keeps plopping back down into the snow.
Yeah. That's so funny. Except, or yeah, you just look around and all these snowsuits are everywhere. And you...
like when Obi-Wan Kenobi died, it's just a pile of snowsuits on the floor.
Yeah.
But I was so stiff in my snowsuit and I was so terrified by being present for the last trumpet and the end of days that I fell over. I just fell straight over like a gingerbread cookie, like into a snowdrift and couldn't get back up because I was like in shock or traumatized.
Oh my God.
And the bus pulled up and my bus driver was like, "Hey, come on."
And you're like, "I'm left here with Stan, the weird bus driver."
And I was just staring up into the sky and I was like, "Here we go. It's the beginning of the end. Oh no." And I was I was devastated. And he's like, "Are you coming to school? Get up." And I was like, "I can't." I had to like roll over weird and be like, "Wait, so is everything normal?" Like I just honestly was living in the end of days and Stan is yelling at me to get on the bus. And I had to like kind of roll over and like crawl on all fours, grab my lunchbox and climb onto the bus. And I was like, this is a...
Oh, beautiful Christmas memory from Holly.
But this week has been an intense week. We had the winter solstice where there was a Christmas star where we went out and saw Jupiter and Saturn lining up and we were like setting intentions for the year and trying to like, I don't know, just I'm trying to embrace everything. But the best part was on Christmas Eve, our neighbors, my neighbor Ruth, who I adore, and her roommate Brian, they came out on the street with guitars and jingle bells and they led carols on the street and people started walking up from all over.
Yeah.
And everyone was in masks and distanced and just seeming so lonely and like walking by with dogs and stopping. And it was this big street fest for like an hour where we just sang carols through our masks and it felt really special.
It was really great. It was funny too to see how many carols people just don't know all the words to.
I thought you were going to say, see how many people like turned out and showed up and wanted to do something celebratory.
We'd get halfway through some of them and just be improvising.
And Brian, our neighbor who was leading them, he was
Jewish, doesn't really know too many anyway.
And but he was like trying to lead five golden rings, four calling birds, three. He really wanted us all to be hitting it at the same time. And he was like, "All together now!" And he was trying to direct the whole street. And everyone's like, "We're all over the
place."
Everyone's
on their phones trying to find the lyrics.
Everyone's on their phones just trying to film it, being like, "Look at this cool thing that's happening. My life isn't totally lost." I usually try to end with a poem that feels apropos of the week or the conversation that we've had.
Yeah.
Because we've been missing the snow so much and we're seeing pictures of our family in the snow and we're here feeling like orphans in Southern California, I'm going to share a poem with you called Zero by George Bilgeri. First it was five above, then two. Then one morning, just plain zero. There was a strange thrill in saying it. "It's zero," I said when you got up. I was pouring your coffee, and suddenly the whole house made sense. The roof, the walls, the little heat registers rattling on the floor. Even the mortgage. "Zero," you said, still in your robe. and you walked to the window and looked out at the blanket of snow in the garden where last summer you planted carrots and radishes, sweet peas and onions, and a tiny rainforest of tomatoes in the hot delirium of June. Yes, I said with a certain grim finality, staring at the white cap of snow on the barbecue grill I'd neglected to put in the garage for winter. And the radio says it could go lower. I like that robe. It's white and shimmery, and has a habit of falling open unless you tie it just right. This wasn't the barbarians at the gate. It wasn't Carthage in flames or even the Donner Party. But it was zero, by God. And the robe fell open.
Most of our town is heading out with friends and family. They're packing up the breezes with gifts and bikes and skis. I don't need the trimmings. I don't care what we do. I just want to spend the holidays with you.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
Even though LASIK isn't covered by medical insurance, there are plenty of ways to maximize your resources. For instance, using your tax refund is a great way to pay. And remember, those funds accruing in your health savings and flexible spending accounts, those can be used towards LASIK too. The experts at Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery will help make your dreams of clear vision an affordable reality. Go to revisioneyes.com to schedule your consultation.